Greetings in Jesus' name on this 31st day of January, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently 28 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. It snowed a little bit last night. Beautiful, fresh layer of snow. And on top of our, 16 inches or more that we have on the ground. And busy about the Father's business today. Here early in my office, planning to head up to the State House to meet with the senators and the legislators and to spend some time there ministering. And we have a group called Maine Baptist for Biblical Values. And it's a ministry of prayer and presence as we go and touch the people's lives, senators and congressmen and congresswomen. And one of my good friends is running for the GOP seat leadership. And Heidi Sampson, Representative Heidi Sampson, I'll be going to meet with her and all of these different things involved. And then coming back to finish up our volleyball installations in the floor there at the Riverside campus. And so much to do there. We were planning on getting it all done yesterday, but everything takes so much longer to do than you would ever even plan for. And we'll get that finished today, and then we'll be able to pour the concrete in those forms, and hopefully that will fix the volleyball sets. Thank you for praying for us, that God would continue to help us and provide supernaturally. We had the boiler man there yesterday working on the boiler, over close to $3,000 worth of repairs on the boiler, and temperatures are supposed to be 50 below zero this weekend, so we want the boiler running right. And we're just pressing on by faith. And we count on the prayers of God's saints to keep us where we need to be and to provide, to continue to provide all of the necessary means to plow on for the Lord Jesus Christ. In your Bible today, the book of Exodus, chapter number 24 and verse 16, the Bible says, "And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai." And then it says in verse number 17, "And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel." Many times there's references here in this passage of Scripture to the glory of the Lord. I'm reading through the book of Exodus currently, and my heart is overwhelmed as I read about the glory of the Lord. Moses experiencing the glory of the Lord. The children of Israel experiencing and seeing the glory of the Lord. I'm fearful today that in the midst of all of our great churches that we're having, and all of our great choir singing, and all of the great congregational singing, I'm fearing today that at times we have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof, and we're missing the glory of the Lord. I'm fearing today that there is a presence of unconfessed sin and wickedness in our hearts, declensions all around our services, that's grieving the sweet Holy Ghost. And we don't have the liberty of the Spirit in our meetings, and the liberty of the Spirit in our singing and in our preaching. It's become somewhat rote, where we are have our sermons prepared and our songs in place, especially our order. Our order of service is all where it needs to be. And then we have our pews, where we go to the same exact pew every single service and plump down right there. And we're missing sometimes, not all of the time. You know the preacher man. I'm not a pessimist. I believe God. But we're missing sometimes God's best for us. We're not experiencing what Moses experienced, what the children of Israel experienced. We're missing the glory of the Lord. Oh my, I hunger for this. I desire to see this. I want to experience the glory of the Lord in our services and in everything that we do. I want that special touch from another world to come upon the meetings and for us to experience such a touch that we just stand in awe at the glory of the Lord. May the Lord challenge us today afresh and anew to do a little introspection, that we might be able to experience what Moses and the children of Israel experienced, the glory of the Lord. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.